Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, Michigan Governor Whitmer said she wanted to divert $670 million, intended to make a small payment against the state government's unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care. That request is the exact opposite of what would be fiscally responsible, as Michigan taxpayers will have to continue to pay the interest costs on that amount until it is eventually paid. As bad as that economic impact is to Michigan taxpayers, it gets even worse when you look at Governor Whitmer's plans for spending these funds. More than half of these funds would benefit only wealthy and middle-class Michiganders because they expand programs for which lower-income Michiganders already benefit. Those three programs are, number one, to provide tuition-free preschool education to the state's four-year-old children. Previously, Michigan's poor and lower middle-class families already received this tuition-free. Number two would provide no-charge school lunches to all students attending public schools. Already, students from poor and lower middle-class families are not charged at all or charge reduced prices for these lunches. Note that this taxpayer-provided subsidy is not being offered to students attending private schools or being homeschooled. Third, Governor Whitmer wants to provide up to $4,820 to high school graduates in the state for tuition to attend community college to obtain an associate's degree or skill certificate. Again, poor students who go on to college already qualify for free or reduced tuition costs. So, like the previous two program expansions, this expenditure would only help wealthy or more prosperous middle-class Michigan families. Michigan taxpayers are already stuck paying $2.1 billion per year in interest on unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Wouldn't it make a lot more sense to stop subsidizing Michigan's wealthy families and focus on cutting these unfunded liabilities as quickly as possible so that, instead of paying interest costs because of past financial mismanagement by state government legislatures and bureaucrats, the funds could instead be used to cut state taxes, or maybe use a $2 billion a year to fix the state's roads and bridges? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.